I usually put my stop loss at break even. And many times I get stopped out and then the trade works in my favor. But that's part of my plan, that's part of my strategy. If the trade goes on, explosive, perfect.
Yeah.
If it stops out, perfect. And that's the thing, that's why you have to play the long game. And in the end, a few trades worked out and that's how I got funded.
You're listening to Trade the Pool on audio.
Welcome everybody to another Funded Trader of Trade the Pool. Today, Philip is with me, a new funded trader with $100,000 of buying power. Thanks for coming, Philip.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be on here.
Amazing. So with Philip, we're going to talk about his journey, how we passed the evaluation. Philip, you did a few attempts, right, before passing?
Yeah. I did a few attempts, but yeah, finally, I managed to get it.
That's an incredible feeling, I guess, you know, after trying, finally hit it, right?
Yeah. Gotta tell you. It's been a long journey, of course. It's not the first challenge I passed, but it's the first one I passed with Trade the Pool. So it's a great feeling to be here.
What did you trade before?
Well, I started trading in 2020 during the pandemic. Started trading Bitcoin, burned a lot of money, just like many people, I assume.
Yeah.
And then I started getting into Forex. I traded with some other companies which went bankrupt or couldn't pay their traders. Mm. Then I started looking into the stock market, which was kind of easier for me to trade the stocks alone. And yeah, that's when I started to see some great success. And that's why I chose Trade the Pool.
Amazing. Tell me a little bit about that, because we have obviously a lot of guys coming from Forex and futures joining Trade the Pool. What is it that you said it was fairly easy for you to trade stocks comparing Forex? Tell us a little bit about that.
Because when I traded the indices, for example, NASDAQ, Dow Jones, and so on, I saw the problem that if there are some big news on some company, I could only trade the NASDAQ or the Dow Jones. And the smaller companies don't really move the NASDAQ or the Dow Jones. And only, let's say, the big players like Tesla or Apple, Nvidia, these companies tend to make the move on the NASDAQ or the Jones. And if you trade stocks in general, like the stock alone, and there are some news, you get a lot of cleaner moves on the day. That's just my opinion. And if the stock moves cleaner, you have like many opportunities to get in and get out, and the risk is more calculated, in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure. This is exactly what we're talking about. Also, we have a page specifically for Forex and future traders talking exactly about that, because at the end of the day, as traders, we're looking for opportunities. And as you mentioned, if there is an opportunity in one symbol, in one asset, that you can go long, short, all the way, all the day, basically, then it makes more sense instead of just trading specific like indices or Forex pairs. Nice one. What is it that you're looking for when you're trading the individual?
I usually try to, like, 1 hour before the market opens, I just look there, and then I have a screener, which basically tells me which stocks are gapping up, which stocks are gapping down. And then type these tickers on a news website and look, are there any news on this particular day? Because what I saw happening a lot was if a stock gaps up or gaps down and there are no real news carrying that move, usually that stock won't keep trading that cleanly in the direction. So I just try to see if there are any stocks with news on the day or the previous day maybe. And then I sort it out and then I create my watch list for the day. And that's basically every day.
Nice. So you already have the system. How long have you been doing stocks?
Stocks maybe for half a year maybe.
Wow.
Not too long ago, yeah.
Yeah, and you already have kind of the system, right? You already have the routine that you know what you need to do every day.
Yeah, I like to think that if I create a system, like there's no mechanical trading system, in my opinion, that I can trade. It just doesn't work for me. So I try to make the selection as mechanical as possible. And if the selection is mechanical, I have an easier way to trade in my style.
Okay. So you're more of a, when it comes to really trading, you're more of a discretionary trader. But as you said, you're doing your screeners as systematic as it gets.
Kind of, yeah. Of course, I have my strategies, my entry points and whatever, but it is kind of discretionary.
Nice, nice. So I'm going back just a little bit. When you decided to go from Forex to stocks, what is the first step or the first few steps that you took for, you know, really trading stocks?
You have a lot of free content on YouTube where you can basically learn the majority of it. And the trading style in general, I would say, is pretty similar to my trading style when I used to trade the indices or Forex even. Okay. So there's no too big of a difference there. Of course, the market opens at 5:15-5:30 German time, but the basic principles are the same, I would say. Of course, the share size needs to be calculated a little bit differently, but I think in 2 or 3 weeks you get used to it like this. It's no problem.
Wow. Okay. That's a great thing to hear, you know, especially for the guys that listen in right now and they're coming from a Forex background or future background and they want to move to stocks. You know, sometimes it looks like a totally different world. And as you say, it's like 2 or 3 weeks and you're done with it. You understand everything and you can go on.
Oh, for that's, sure. Yeah.
That's great to hear. I'm going to share your dashboard and we'll talk about your performance here. For those of you not familiar, every trader gets his own dashboard so you can track your stats and see the progress. Like I said, you did it pretty nicely after a few attempts. So we'll touch about that. We'll talk about that in a second because you did have a few evaluations. But this is it. You traded 100K flex, meaning no time limit. You can trade and pass the evaluation whenever you feel like, basically, or whenever you reach the target of 6K. And so basically 6%. You have a max loss, a daily pause, some consistency rules that you need to stay within those parameters. And this is the chart. We'll touch about that in a second. Risk reward 2.9 and 34% success rate. So, you know, when I went before the interview, I went to your account and, you know, just followed the trades and tried to understand what exactly you did and all, and also got some guidelines from our risk department. You can easily see the first thing that comes in mind is the quantity. You're trading big. Is that something that you usually do or started to do on this evaluation?
Well, that's a thing that I probably still have from trading indices or with other companies. The problem I had in mind was if you get a 100K, you can easily like risk 1%, but 1% is a lot. It's actually a lot if you trade stocks. 1% is a huge amount and I need to like keep it in a bracket. I cannot risk too much at once, but I still like to risk like 0.5 or 1% on a given trade. That's just and on these small caps I usually tend to go like you need a larger share size to be able to risk a 0.5% or 1%.
Yeah, exactly. Like 12,000 shares, that's quite a lot. And how do you, so you go by 1%, 0.5% for each trade? This is something that you do on a regular basis?
Yeah. I try to always like risk 0.5-1%. If the setup is really nice, I will definitely risk 1%. If it's like I don't feel too well about it, I'll go with the lower size.
And do you feel this is the same strategy or the same state of mind that you had when you traded the previous evaluations that got terminated?
Kind of, yeah. The first few, I guess I traded too aggressively. If I risk 1% of the account, I only have 4 trades, but so be it. That was my thought about it.
So that was the difference between the previous evaluations, the just going aggressively?
Yeah. Then I realized, okay, it's basically all a math equation, I would say. if you saw there, my win rate is about 34%, and my risk reward is actually not bad. It's pretty good. But if you risk 1% of the account consistently, that would mean like it can happen with such a low win rate that you lose 3 in a row, 4 in a row. It can happen. Happened to me. That's why I lost the first evaluations. Then you have to sit down and think about it. What makes more sense? Like risk less, but play the long game, which we all know is very important in trading. But for these particular evaluations, I thought, okay, let's try to, to get it a little bit faster, which was probably not the best idea, but I thought, okay, in my money management, it's all right. I can handle
it. I see. And looking at the chart, here it is. Looking at the chart, you had like a rough start, right? Like a lot of back and forth, and then a drop, almost blew the account. Literally, it was like $1,000 before losing it, and then you found some rhythm. What was the difference between, you know, all of those days until you got it?
I wouldn't say there's too much of a difference. It's just the patience. Many times when I have a trade set up and I reach 1-to-1, for example, I usually put my stop loss at break even. And many times I get stopped out and then the trade works in my favor. But that's part of my plan. That's part of my strategy. If the trade goes on explosively for 1-to-2, 1-to-3, perfect. Yeah. If it stops out, perfect. And that's the thing. That's why you have to play the long game. And in the end, a few trades worked out. And that's how I got funded.
Yeah, consistency, definitely the key in this. Okay, so I'm going to your achievement. You got your certificate. And of course, everyone that gets the certificate can share it as well. And we actually give a little bonus for that too, because we do want to spread the word. And amazing, Philip. That was a great insight for everything that you shared right now. I'm guessing I do have one question about, you know, the next step, the funded account. Are you planning to do something different than what you did right now because you tested it a few times? Anything different going to be on your, you know, calculate it differently, risking differently, maybe the in and out?
Probably. I'm thinking about, like, on the evaluation account, I'm going to risk less, most likely. But then as soon as I get another evaluation confirmed, I will try to combine it. Yeah, is it possible to combine it?
Not with your 100K, from 5 and 25 you can do that.
Okay, then perfect. Doesn't matter. I will lower the risk size, play the long game, and then after the first payout, when the max loss or the drawdown is set to zero, I will definitely not pay out everything. Doesn't make sense. I'll just wait so I have a little bit of a buffer, and then I will trade maybe more aggressively, but still in a
within
yeah.
That's important, because I do see a difference between evaluation trader and a funded trader, especially as you said, you know, you want to start slow, build a buffer, and only when you have enough space to work with, then you increase the size, increase the risk, basically.
Yeah, makes sense.
For sure. Amazing, Philip. Thanks so much for coming to this interview. And those of you guys who want to check us out, go to tradepool.com. And hopefully you will be the next funded trader. Take care, everybody. Thank you, Philip.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to Trade the Pool on audio. Visit us at tradethepool.com and see if you have what it takes to become a funded trader. That's www.tradethepool.com.